We talk a lot about reckon and yield, but sometimes we talk about reckoning, but we have to remember there is a yielding to be done. And the Lord has laid on my heart, are you resting? Because godliness with contentment, that is great gain. That is none of self, and it is a joy and contentment that is of the Lord. And it's not one that just lasts for just a season. You know, we are going into the holidays, and yeah, there is a good time with joining together and being together. But I think rest in the Lord as you're doing those things. And we'll find out this morning a little bit more of that. But I want you to go over to Luke. It'll be Luke chapter 10, and we'll start on this verse 38. And I'm going to read something first because this came to me the whole time I was studying. And it was all to Jesus. Everything. Not just what we want to surrender, but it's all to Jesus I surrender. Give it to God. Roll thy burden on the Lord. Give him your burden. Cast it on the Lord. And he shall sustain thee. It's like all to Jesus I surrender. It's all to him. I'm going to freely give. It's not like we're going to hold on to it and hold back and forth with it and pull and try to take it one day and give it to him the next. It's like I will ever love him and I will trust him and in his presence daily live. All to Jesus I'm going to surrender, but humbly. Humbly at his feet, and when you're humbly at his feet, that means you have a need. And you're going to have a need, I hope, every day of your life and every moment. Humbly at your feet I bow. Worldly pleasures, they're all forsaken. Take me, Jesus. Take me now. All to Jesus you're going to surrender. Make me, Savior, wholly thine. But let me feel your Holy Spirit. And truly know thou art mine. When he's singing songs to you and when you're hearing the word of God, do you realize what an intimate place you're in? You know, we talk about the holiest of holies. Some people talk about getting there one day. No, we are to take our place there today. That veil has been rent. You can come into the very presence of God. Jesus said, I have raised you up to sit together in heavenly places. Sitting is resting. Sitting, and it's like some people say, well, we're here. You are to live by faith. Faith that is seen is not faith. Faith is believing what he has said, just believing, meditating, enjoying, and resting in the word of God. He said, fill me with your love. Notice, fill me with your love and with your power. You see, when you're going to rest, you're going to enter into a true joy. A true rest is true strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That's Jesus, others, then yourself. And you're going to have a true strength. He said, it's his power. When you're without strength, you know, when I'm without strength, that's when I'm going to enjoy his strength. And we all have been already taught by God's word, without him, I can do nothing. But we don't have to stay there. Philippians 4:13. I can do. I can do. And there's a word there. I can do something now. But I do it all through Jesus who gives us the strength. He's going to strengthen you. He makes it to where you're able to do. He makes it to where you're able to hear, to see. Oh, the joy of a full salvation. Full. We want all of him. Glory, glory to his name. And it's like, I think of Gene when he says he put his word above his own name. And that is, I believe that's how we're to do. We put his word above everything because his word is promises of love. That's a promise to each one of us. I want us now to go to Luke chapter 10 and verse 38 because we hear this story a lot, but I see it a little different this time, but I think deeper into it. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village. And this is Jesus. He entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. So here we have Martha, but we're going to have Martha, and there's Mary, and that's what our focus is going to be on today. But I want you to think of one thing. Are you resting as Mary? Are you Martha, still serving, doing good service, but you're cumbered? You're anxious about many things. You're being distracted is what it is. But there are some in God's house that they're saved, but they're not doing anything. They're all out here just whatever distraction there is. If we're not resting, it is always going to be something has you distracted. And we know who's doing that. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village. And this is Bethany, and I believe that means house of song. And a certain woman named Martha received him. She welcomed him. She was hospitable. And she said, come into my house. She received him there. When you have guests at your house, 9 times out of 10, you're going to clean better than you've ever cleaned. You're going to make a meal. Like, oh, when you come, we'll have food for you. You're going to eat. We're going to sit down. And then we'll visit and we'll fellowship one with another. So you think of that. Martha has received him, Jesus, into her house. And I like to think of us in our house. It has to begin at the house of God. And she had a sister, and her name was called Mary. And which also, now notice what it says. She had a sister, Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet. Who were some other people that you know that sat at his feet? The disciples. They sat at his feet. Disciple means a learner of him. They want to know him in a way they've never known. You know, all those disciples, I mean, they were fishermen, but God always, he can use. Jesus could use anything that they used to do and bring out such truth, even catching fish. I'm going to make you fishers of men. Well, he knows where to throw the hook. He knows what bait it needs. Once they've ate it, he knows exactly how to reel them in. It's basically, you're going to sit and you're going to watch him work. You're going to watch him do things. It may be through your hands. It may be through your mouth. But he has to give you the words to speak. He has to make you. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And they'll think it's you. It's not you. Always point them back to Jesus. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, he's the one who's working. It's his person. It's his work. And any minister, we're faithful to where he's called us. But he calls us, and he's faithful to give out the word of God to us, so we'll have something to put out there. Well, here's Mary. And Mary rests, but she sat at Jesus' feet, and she heard his word. But I like it when it said, which also sat at Jesus' feet. It doesn't say Martha never heard the word of God. You know, Martha probably heard the word of God. If we take this down to daily life, there are many who hear the word of God. They hear his promises. But when distractions begin to come, we do get our eyes on the valley or the distraction or the things that men are doing, and we need to get our focus back on him. Because we get distracted. We may want to sing a song. We may, for Jesus. But we can get distracted by who's sitting out here or who's listening or who's criticizing, because it happens. But we're not to have our thoughts there. Our thoughts are, I love you, Jesus. When I speak these words, or when I preach these words, or when I sing this song, or I walk in this world, I want to please you with my whole heart and by your grace. Mary sat at his feet and she heard his word. And I thought, You guys think of the times that you're sitting and you're listening to the Word of God and how He begins to take that Word and get deep within our heart. You may think you're doing everything so right, but when God gets His Word and goes down and He shows you deep within, He, I guarantee you, is going to show you, I want you to rest. I want you to sit at my feet. I want you to worship me. I want you to hear from me. Fall in love with me. And then everything you do, every place you are, it's going to be Christ that liveth in me. And it'll be with a fullness of His love. Now you're going to go out in this world just like Martha, just like Mary. We're still in this world, but we're not of it. When those distractions come, you should have rest and peace. But we also can go right back in and pray. You know, this week He's had me just, no matter where you are, call on Him. I need your grace, Lord. I need more grace, Lord. Another fold of grace, please. Just so it's Christ being seen and not of ourselves, lest I should boast. Martha was so cumbered, okay? Martha is getting very cumbered. She's very distracted, you know, and anxious. She's looking maybe at something that's not set right or, oh, that's got to be done at a certain time. And I've done this myself. Or the way things are going to be conducted or organized. And think of organized Christian. Everything's got to be all in an order. Not with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. Let Him have His way with you. And it will measure up to the Word of God. Because He's here, not speaking of Himself. He's leading and guiding into this truth. Martha was cumbered about with what? Much serving. And came to Him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister, she's left me to serve alone? Now you think of this. Why didn't she just go to Mary and say, Mary, do you think I could get your help with? She's cumbered. She's anxious. She's maybe upset. Look at Mary. She thinks all she needs to do is sit and learn at the feet of Jesus. That is not all what she's doing. Mary has already sat at the feet of Jesus. She may be sitting there, but I tell you what, you can be sitting at the feet of Jesus and doing a work or a deed unto Him. It's because you're resting. You're resting in the Lord. It's all gonna, you promise, Lord, it's all gonna be perfect. I'm just gonna let you lead and guide and whatever you want. And if it comes out and there's a distraction there, what do? Lord, this is one of those distractions you warned us of. Ah, I see it. And now I can hear it. And now it's getting louder. And it's getting to be what? Frustration. Somebody can be frustrated over it. We know where that comes from. And we know it is of the flesh. That's why the Lord always tells us when we're so hasty, I am, like people at your job, say your job goes wrong. What's the first thing you say? I'm quitting this job. I'm done. You're hasty in making a decision. You're hasty and you're going to make a decision in the midst of distraction, in the midst of a trial, or in the midst of a fire. I'm going to make a big decision. That is not the time to make a decision. It is the time to call on the Lord and ask for His peace and His rest. And we'll have peace with God. He'll give us the peace of God. And we'll have the very God of peace, the Holy Spirit leading and guiding in every area of our life. Every time I just yield when I'm angry, trust me, I make the wrong decision. And I can honestly say, I think anybody who does, they do the same thing. That's why we're all on the same plane together. Rest in the Lord. He put us that way. We're in the new man now, and He's trying to get us to that even place that we just stand and believe and enjoy that rest and security that we have with Him. He's going to be your strength. He's the peace in the midst of whatever, even if it's having hospitality, having people over. Ask women. Have about 40 people into your house and you're excited and you're cooking. But then distractions come. Oh, the gravy's getting lumpy or any stupid thing, just dumb things. But he'll use the smallest. He starts with something really small. But once you get your eyes on that, it's going to get bigger. And it's going to get bigger and it's going to get bigger. He's saying, get your eyes back on me. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. And the things of this world, you won't even want them anymore. You'll only want what he wants you to have. There'll be no distractions that is going to turn you. I'm not saying there won't be distractions, because there will be. We learned in Romans 5, tribulations. It's not one, it's many. We're on a journey in life. Why? These tribulations are working. We are his workmanship. He's working it in us. And when he gives you the power within, now you can let it come out. Walk in what you've been given. Yield, basically, is I know this is you. It's so simple. It's so easy because it's you. You're the one doing the thing. But Martha, she's got all this. You know, Jesus is there. Mary, she likes to hear the word of God. And she probably sees her resting. You know, not basically just sitting at his feet and just praying the whole time. She probably sees her resting and not getting anxious. Not getting upset. Maybe she's watching that. How does that make a person feel? They should say, Lord, I want that peace and that contentment and that rest, that no matter what comes my way, I know you and it's yours to will and to do your good pleasure. So Martha was cumbered, and that means anxious. She's anxious with something, and it's with much serving. Much. Service is not bad, but it all goes back to attitude. What's our attitude when we do it? And came to him and said, Lord, don't you even care? Don't you even care that this sister of mine, she's left me? She's left me, and now I have to serve it and do it all myself? No, Martha, you did not have to do it yourself. I wanted to do it through you. I wanted you to learn to have peace and rest. And Jesus answered her. Notice, he's not saying right in the very beginning, who's he talking to? She's talking to him about this distraction and what's bothering her. And Jesus answered, and he said to her, not Mary did this, or not yet. Martha, I need to talk to you. Martha, Martha, thou art careful. You're so anxious and distracted. You're troubled about so many things. It's distracting you. That's why the enemy puts it there. He wants you distracted from what? Preaching the truth, knowing the truth, loving the truth, enjoying his peace, enjoying his strength, his rest, everything. When we're resting, he says labor in Hebrew, labor to enter into his rest. But he said one thing. You're so troubled about many things. And he said, but one thing is all you need. It's him. One thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen the good part. We have a choice. I know people say you don't, but you do. You have a choice. We heard in the scripture many, choose you this day, whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's a decision. It's something that they begin to have in their heart and they know. What about Joshua and Caleb? They said, we are what? were well able. Who made them able? They heard God's word. God's word was what gave them the rest and the peace. And they knew. They knew by what God said, go in, possess the land. They knew that God had already told them there was going to be the ites there. But he also gave a promise. You're to go in and possess the land. And when they go in, he said, every place, we were with Joshua, every place the sole of your foot treads upon, even Abraham, it's the same thing. Go in. It's yours. I've given you this rest. It's me. It's my work. It's what I've done for you. I want you to enjoy it. But he told him also, I, not you, Joshua, not you, Caleb, not you, all the other people who went in and had a bad report. I'm going to drive those ites out without fail. Without fail. You try one ite in your life that you tried to drive out. You can't do it. We'll try to drive ites out of everybody else's. And what does the Lord say? Get the mote or the log out of your own eye before you start looking at other people and try to judge them. I mean, this is what God's doing. He's bringing it down to us. You know why? Because he loves us. He wants us ready for the coming of the Lord. That's where you're going to be pure, without blame, spotless. That's her, undefiled. Because it's him, 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 and him. It's all him. And he tells Martha, he says, Martha, I know you want to do what's right, but you're so anxious, you're anxious, you're troubled about so many things. And I know that he wants her to be able to enter into rest. But one thing's needful, and Mary, your sister chose the good part. You chose this. You've made a decision to do that. You're choosing to let distractions. But see how God's word will point her to the right thing to do? That's what he does with us. That's why when someone preaches the word of God, it's him. He wants us to know his ways, his true forgiveness, his long suffering. I go to the fruit of the Spirit and you see love. The first one is love. And if you keep going, if you don't have love, the rest of the fruit, there won't be any long-suffering. There won't be any forbearance. You know, what about the joy? Without love, there is no joy. Without love, there really is no peace in the situation. How many times has the Lord said, pray for them? Love them. Lord, I have already forgiven them like 20 times for the same thing. How much do you want me to forgive them? 70 times 7? 70 times 7? You know, to me, that means every day. Now, you think about this. When we go 70 times 7, and you think of all the people you're going to pass by, you tell me you don't need the Lord. I need him. I'm in him, but I'm growing up. We've got to grow up in him. He's the one that's going to keep you standing. He's going to keep you from falling. That good part which she has that she chose, it will not be taken away from her. I won't take it away from her. But Martha, he doesn't want you all condemned. He said, I want you to enter into that. You know, all these wonderful things you're doing for me, they're wonderful. Nice, good works. But he said, I commend. What is it? What does the scripture say about Mary? She's going to have a high commendation around about other people for generations. They're going to know. You know, when she took that ointment, and where was she? At his feet. There were those who anointed his head. They did think on the head, but she was right at his feet. To me, that's such a humble and a low place. Just to come by the one and bow down before his feet, the one you know is going to do everything for you. That's what Paul told Timothy. I want you to give out this truth so you will give to other people that they'll be able to preach and to teach. But what? The same thing. Is everyone preaching the same thing? No. We should just, you know, all the hate and animosity and all the stuff that distracts people, all we have to do is preach Jesus. He's love, he's peace, he's contentment, he's joy. He's a giver, not a taker, he's a giver. He loves to give. Give of your best to him. Give it to him. I wrote down, well, it was in here too, Psalms 27:4, and I went over and read it, and I thought it was kind of neat. Remember, Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus. Where did Saul sit? He sat at the feet of Gamaliel. David sat at the feet. He had to learn. We have to learn to sit down and be taught. Be taught. Psalms 27. Oh, my hands are sticking. Psalms 27 and verse 4. One thing. This is David. David has such confidence. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he'll hide me. Do you see the place that Mary took? He's my stronghold. He's my fortress. And here David is saying, he, in the time of trouble, he'll hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. Has he ever showed you some secret things? And it wasn't so you'd put your head up and act so proud. It was so you would have peace and rest. He said, I'm going to give you this peace. It's a secret thing. God has secret things he's letting us know. And I believe it's the ones who sit at his feet and want to learn of him. They're the ones who are going to know those secret things. And he's going to show it to them. I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. You know, I think of this and I go, here they are. He's worshiping. He's praising. Why? Because he knows. He knows. We should know Jesus. And that's what's going to keep us worshiping and praising. And in the time when something maybe be out of order, pray. Pray is different from judging. I guarantee you, when you judge, it's going to come right back on yourself. It does. And I just pray that we don't. We just desire the one thing, the finished work of Calvary. I want to know Jesus. I want to enter into that perfect rest. So when you're entering into that rest, he said, David in 27, he's saying the whole time, he's been my help. He's been my help. In time past, yesterday, today, and he'll be my help tomorrow. Be hidden away in Christ. Take your place there. I know in our Bible study we had an Acts, and it said a door was opened to me. You know, oh, everybody likes those doors of ministry. A door was opened unto me. But guess what happened? There were many adversaries there. There was so much trial and tribulation and trouble when that door was open to him. But he went in there. He didn't know what was going to happen. But when he went in, all this began to take place. How much of Jesus do I know? Because there's where my rest and my contentment and my peace. Are we getting our eyes on the valley? Are we getting our eyes on distractions? Or are we getting our eyes on him? I was studying about the blind man And it was in Luke chapter 18. This blind man got healed for one reason. It came to pass that as he, Jesus, came nigh to Jericho, there was a certain blind man, and this is Bartimaeus. He sat by the way and he was begging. Now notice, he's blind, right? Just because you're blind don't mean you can't hear. He's blind, but he hears. He's sitting there and he's begging. He still has a mouth to ask. He's hearing the multitude. He can hear it. You see, he hears all these things too. But he hears a multitude, but he says something. He asks what it meant. What's all this noise about? What's going on? And they told him Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he cried. I love this. He'd heard about Jesus. He cried saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. You see what he's doing? This is a blind man. And he's calling out on the Lord because he heard he's coming and he's in the midst. Have mercy on me. His compassions, they fail not. They went before, those that went before him, you know, thinking about self, self, self. The little blind man's just sitting there. What'd they do to him? They rebuked him. They said, be quiet. You sit down. They rebuked him. You should hold your peace. And guess what he did? He cried even more. He didn't let them stop him from his peace in what he knew. What he'd heard about Jesus of Nazareth, he continued in it. And he said, I cried out even more, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Amidst a whole crowd of people. You see, Jesus hears as well as sees too. And he's touched with the very feeling of our infirmity. He stood, Jesus, and he commanded him, bring him to me. Bring him. He hears your cry. He hears it, no matter where you're at. Bring him to me. And when he come near, he asked him, saying this, what will thou that I shall do unto you? Simple question. He could have said a bunch of stuff like, well, shut the mouths of all those people that are bugging me and telling me to be quiet. I mean, he had a lot of things I'm sure he had heard. But he said, Lord, I just want to receive my sight. Is it that important to us to be able to hear God's word and be able to see? Just to be able to see. And Jesus said to him, receive thy sight. It's your faith that has saved you. Because you're believing in me, the Jesus of Nazareth who is passing by. You knew I could do it. You knew it. You've been blind and you can't even see. But your cry is, open my eyes, Lord. And immediately he received his sight. That's the first thing. But the second thing is, he received his sight. Think of the people who have received their sight, and let's see if this follows in lives. And he followed him. Open mine eyes that I may see, Lord. He followed him. Now the third thing he did, he glorified God. Don't you think Mary just was praising God? I don't think she was condemning Martha. I don't. She was just doing her life before him, her way, what she had chose. And he said, Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Thy faith has saved you. And immediately he received his sight. He received it. He took it. It's mine. Thank you, Lord. And he began to follow him and he glorified God. And all the people, when they saw this, they gave praise unto God. When you see that Jesus has passed by, and that Jesus has worked a work. I believe that if we're all in this because we want to see him, we're going to all grow. We're all going to grow from every distraction we've ever had, because every distraction, what's that song? It says, whatever happens, I can't remember it right now, but it's like, it's just to tell you, look to him. Whatever's going on in our lives, it means look to me, come unto me. All you that are laboring, you're heavy laden, I'm going to give you some rest. You're going to find me there. That's what happened in Jeremiah. He said that to them too. He said, you'll find what you're looking for. You got to call unto me. I want good things to happen for you. I don't want these bad things. That's why all to Jesus I'm going to surrender. All to him I'm going to freely give it. Here, Lord, freely you can take it. Here it is. I just can't do it. I want you to get highest glory. And if I put my hands in it, it taints it. I want him to have the very best because he deserves the best. Freely give. I want to surrender it to who? My beloved. My beloved. I will ever love you. I just want to love you and trust you, live in you, learn from you, and in your presence, I want to daily live. Let's get our focus back on Jesus. Whatever distractions has been hindering us, let's get our hearts and mind and our thoughts. Lord, renew my mind. He knows we need it, the renewing of our mind. Clear our minds, Lord. Help us not to get our distraction on my foot doesn't work, or I can't walk, or I can't do whatever. Anything the devil's telling you can't do. Oh, you can. You've got to claim those words that he said, I can do all through Christ Jesus, my Lord. I am so thankful that he comes and tells us, help me, Lord. And he doesn't give up on anybody. If you're working it and working it, he's even telling you, I've got it. I want you to trust me. Learning to lean on Jesus. Let's all stand.